Time now to have a chat to Brad Davison from braddavison.com.au. Of course, he finds all of the winners up north in Sydney and is keen to help us out and the RSN listeners. Brad, great to have you on. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Nice to talk to you again. I'm well, thank you. Yeah, looking forward to this Rose Hill program tomorrow. Good weather in Sydney. It doesn't really feel like winter. It's been quite nice up here. So, it should be a decent off-season type of card, but hopefully we can find a few winners.
Yeah, I've heard it has been quite nice up north of the border. So are we going to be on a good track tomorrow?
Yeah, look, Glenn Munsey put out a tweet this morning saying the penetrometer's basically the firmest it's been for a year at Rose Hill. So expecting maybe even a good three there tomorrow. So expecting a fast track. Look, the rail's out 6 metres. The last three times the rail's been out 6 metres, been a massive advantage to be fenced in runs. Mm. So generally, we don't see too many 6 metre rails because of that in the past. So I'm thinking low barrier draws are a must see tomorrow at Rose Hill.
Yeah, firm deck and that rail placement. So is there a bit of confidence for tomorrow then, Brad?
Yeah, I think it looks a decent meeting. There's a couple that have sort of firmed up early that I'm keen on. You might get a little bit better maybe the last sort of 5 minutes of betting, but I think they look hard to beat all the same. So, yeah, I think it's a nice enough betting meeting.
So where do we go for your better bets on the program? And then I might get a quaddie off you as well.
Yep. Look, race one, we'll go number 8, Tuta La Vita. I think she's the best on the card. Look, she's been 360 to $2.25, but look, she was terrific there first up at Canterbury. I thought her run was full of merit. She hit the line, the best last 200 performance of the day. She gets in with 54. She drops a stacking weight here, and the other key is as well is she's drawn barrier number one, so she finds the fence and finds probably the best jockey in the race for mine, Dylan Gibbons as well. So step up to 1300 is only going to suit. She's by the Autumn Sun. And as long as she just stays in touch midfield somewhere there in the early stages, I think she'll be terribly hard to hold out. That's race one, number 8, just off.
Tuta La Vita, $2.25 from the Chris Waller stable. Best of the day, race one. Where else are we playing?
We'll go race two, number 17, Hello Jack. Now, he needs a run. Might not get it, being down there, down the list in emergencies. But I wanted to mention him. He bolted in his last couple. He's on speed horse. It's just really found his groove the last couple of starts. He's run time on both occasions. He draws barrier two, so again, looking for that fencing run, 55.5 kilos. If he's able to sneak into the Tab Highway race number two, I think he'll run really well around the $8 mark. And the other one I wanted to push out as well was race number 6, number 5, Herman Hess, at around the $4.60 mark. He struggled in that Andrew Ranson down there at Flemington last time out, but that was run at a brutal tempo. Run behind, he's a shocker, and Right You Are prior to that was outstanding. And he's had three runs at the track and distance here, and if he runs up to the ratings on any of those three occasions, then he's about a length clear of the field. So I think he sets up really well there tomorrow, and happy to make him a play as well. Race 6, number 5, Herman Hess.
Race 6, number 5, Herman Hess. Actually, Gator was giving the favourite a bit of a push there. Al Abir, is it the danger, do you think?
Yes. Yes, for sure. He should have won last time. Now, a bit of a weaker race, stronger race tomorrow, but I think he's the only danger there tomorrow. So could play Quinella perhaps there as well, or Exactas too.
Can you give us a quick quaddie for tomorrow at Rose Hill?
Yep, I'll go through it. I've been doing it a bit on the fly. I haven't sort of finalised numbers, but I've got the selections here. So in the first leg there, we'll go 2, 3, 7 and 11. So Pitts Bay, Devil's Throat, Shalailed and Contemporary. I thought they were the four main hopes. Happy to go with Tips Bay just getting to the front and being hard to run down with that firm track. In the second leg, numbers 8, 10, 12 and 14. So 8, Tony B. Number 10, Bold Mac, who loves Rose Hill Garden. 12, Zumon's first up and could go straight to the front and be hard to run down. And I thought of 14, Verona was the best roughy in that race. Was taking ground off Tony B the other day. So throw it in the mix as well. In the third leg, we'll go numbers 8, 10, 13 and 16. 8, Danish Prince, can find the lead and be hard to run down. 10, Maurice is my dad. Not a bad little roughy here. He finished alongside Sabah, first up last preparation. 13, Left Bar, finds the rail and will hit the line powerfully. And 16, African Daisy, does map to get all the favours there tomorrow. And in the lucky last, we'll go a little bit wider here, just in case of a few scratchings, that will go 5, number 9, 10, 11 and 13. 5, 9, 10, 11 and 13. That's Winning Birth, Miss Hellfire, Zarina Sophia, Rita May and Barb Fia. The five numbers there, we might get a scratching or two, so we'll go a little bit bigger in the last, which is looking at a very open race there tomorrow, Michael.
Sounds good. Who do you like in the Oaks up north?
Look, I've settled on Renaissance Woman. I just think she's going to get the right sort of run there tomorrow. So I think she is the one to beat in the Oaks. But look, not much between her and the SA Oaks winner, however you say her name, Affair of Savoir. I've probably got that.
I butcher it every time. Affair of Suivre, I think it is. But anyway.
Yeah, there you go. I thought the one that could be worth a nibble up there tomorrow at Eagle Farm Race 2, number 14, Claim the Crown. If you watch this horse, yes, replay first up, he never got clear at all, and second up last preparation at Randwick, he won and won well, and gets in with 53.5 here. I thought he was the one that probably should be favourite. Rousseau gets closer in the run and whatnot, but I just think he's got better form Claiming the Crown. So happy to go with him, race 2, number 14 up there at Eagle Farm tonight.
Yeah, he's about a $6 chance. Does look value. Will Quantico bounce back tomorrow in the Morton Cup?
I think so. Looks a race in two, doesn't it, between him and Prince of Boom, who comes out of their better stuff. The Group 1, you know, against Giga Kick and races like that. Quantico was pretty stiff the other day. It wasn't a strong race, though, so I don't have probably as much between them as the market does. But, I think they'll fight that out there tomorrow, Quantico and Prince of Boom.
And the other good race is the last. Red Card, who was brilliant, winning at Scone, taking on the local Golden Boom. Which way are you leaning?
I think Red Card, yeah. I mean, I would be a lot more, I'd be keener if it was 1,100 metres. 1,200, the little niggle with Red Card has to extend out. But I think Golden Boom's a little bit too short. I mean, he's a lucky winner there the other day. Spacewalk should have lapped him. He had no luck whatsoever. So I thought he could have done a bit more. And I think Red Card's got the better rating and the better overall performance last time out. So happy to stick with the Godolphin filly here. I think it's progressive and just has to run out the 1,200.
Brad, great to get you on. Thanks for filling in over the next few weeks. While Duff, where is he? On the French Riviera, is he? Sipping
probably somewhere. He normally takes off over to Europe for 5 or 6 weeks. So, he'll be enjoying it somewhere.
Looking forward to all of your winners. Good on you, mate. Good luck on the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.